don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today, this Tuesday, August 26, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A late lawsuit challenging the election of a Montmorency County official elected to two offices was properly dismissed based on an appeal court's decision. Last year, 2024, Lindsay Rogers was elected to serve as both the county treasurer to Montmorency County and to serve on the Atlanta Community School Board, leading the former treasurer, Sherry Eggett, to file a lawsuit against the two offices because they're incompatible, because the treasurer collects tax revenues, which is managed by the school board. The trial court dismissed the case under the doctrine of laches, which bars a plaintiff from seeking relief due to an unreasonable delay in bringing forward the claim. Well, a Michigan Court of Appeals panel agreed, opining that Eggett filed her lawsuits 65 days after the primary election, 26 days before the general election, and after absentee ballots had already been circulated to voters. The lawsuit was filed against the county clerk for declining to take action. Well, Eggett's attorney wrote in a court filing that then Attorney General Frank Kelly, back in 1990, wrote an opinion that it was legally incompatible for someone to serve both as a city treasurer and a city school board trustee in the same city. Then, in 2002, the Attorney General Jennifer Granholm opined that it was incompatible to both serve as a township treasurer and a school board member when the township is located within that school district. Attorney General opinions are not binding on state courts, but are being very usually considered persuasive. Well, Eggett lost the Republican primary to Rogers, which forced Eggett to run a write-in campaign in the general election, where she again lost. Rogers took office of both positions January 1st of this year and said in an October 3rd, 2024 Facebook post that if the two positions were found to be incompatible, she'd restrict her candidacy to the county treasurer's seat only. Well, according to this appellate court, she doesn't have to do that. I don't understand why two previous attorney generals' opinion, Frank Kelly in the 1990s, Jennifer Granholm in 2002, wasn't considered by the appeal court. But for whatever reason, they dismissed the case. So now it goes back to Eggett, the plaintiff, and her attorney to decide if they are going to try to take it further in the court system. I doubt it, because the appeals panel held it unanimously for whatever reason. Interesting local story. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Nathan Potoski wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Potoski and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three, moving along with stories from Lansing. Governor Gretchen Whitmer dodges a question from the media regarding her trip, planned trip to Japan in September. Governor Gretchen Whitmer would not confirm her trip to Japan in September to reporters at an event yesterday, but said regardless of where she is, she's always available to negotiate. In an interview sit-down with reporters, Whitmer answered two questions about the still undecided fiscal year 2026 budget. And she said she is the governor of the state of Michigan all day, every day. I am never hard to get a hold of. I've been ready to negotiate a budget since I introduced the budget, my budget, 7 months ago. And while you know we still have time to get it done and have negotiated a budget, time is running out. She said she would continue to try to make sure that it gets done on time. I will not be the holdup. I can tell you that, Whitmer said. Well, over on the Senate side, the Democrat-controlled Senate, State Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks was also at the event, and Whitmer pointed to her and said she and the Senate have already passed their budget. We are serious about getting this done for the people of Michigan. It behooves no one for us to miss that deadline. It will be bad for everyone, and most importantly, it'll be bad for the people of Michigan, Whitmer said. Other questions, things that were talked about, Whitmer answered a question about an executive order signed by President Donald Trump making it easier to send the National Guard into cities and states to stop civil disturbances. She said she had no need to send the Michigan National Guard outside of the state of Michigan. I am the commander-in-chief of Michigan, and it's important to me that we continue to have them if and when we need them for purposes of keeping people safe here in our state of Michigan. So, pretty interesting development. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, more or less, not going to honor President Donald Trump's executive order if, for example, Trump decides to send in the National Guard into Chicago. Perhaps not only Illinois National Guard, but also perhaps neighboring Michigan. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. We'll see whether or not she does what the president says he wants done or not. Now, one of the things that I was following this story was relief for Northern Michigan after the March ice storms. Governor Gretchen Whitmer appealed FEMA's Federal Emergency Management Agency's denial of disaster relief funds that she requested after the March 2025 ice storms, which caused significant damage in Northern Michigan. Following the storms, President Donald Trump authorized FEMA to provide public assistance funds for local municipalities. But on July 22nd, individuals, utilities, and businesses had their funding requests denied by FEMA. Specifically, Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op, as well as Great Lakes Energy, are facing recovering costs as much as $150 million each, an amount that will be handed down to customers if not remedied by disaster relief funds. PIE&G has 34,328 customers. Great Lakes Energy has 131,682. Well, according to a press release from Whitmer's office, rate increases would have to cover the immediate storm restoration, recovery and debris cleanup, and long-term financial impacts, such as interest on any emergency loans, as well as damaged infrastructure. PING members approved a $20 monthly emergency storm recovery fee per electric meter on June 24th. Funding denied by FEMA includes a PA Category F, which aids utilities, individual assistance for residents, as well as a hazard mitigation grant program. Well, our state senator, John DeMoose, over here in the 37th Senate District, said, "I have personally experienced the devastation caused by this year's horrendous ice storm. And my top concern is that individuals are able to access relief since they have paid such an enormous price to get back to normal," DeMoose said. "I'm also deeply troubled by the costs that our electrical co-ops have faced, which totals hundreds of millions of dollars. While we are all grateful for federal support that has been approved, I very much support Governor Gretchen Whitmer's effort to appeal the decision by the federal government to deny individual assistance as well as help to our utilities, who otherwise will have no choice but to pass these costs on to the residents." Well, FEMA's acting associate administrator, Keith Turry, sent a letter to Whitmer on July 28th informing her that the Category F, IA, and HMGP funding requests had been denied. She had 30 days to submit an appeal, and she has submitted it. So we'll see where this goes. But basically, it looks like $20 per month for each electric meter. So it's going to be very interesting to see if this appeal works and whether or not the electric co-ops up here in Northern Michigan, Great Lakes Energy and PING, will get the funding. If not, they're claiming it will be passed, handed down to the customers. So we'll continue to monitor this story and report it to you as it comes in. Now, one of the other things that's happening in Lansing, and I think it's kind of interesting to note, is that there are people that feel that they need to get involved in this process of providing new housing here in the state of Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer mentioned it during her State of the State address earlier this year. Well, on that point, she announced yesterday that the state hit her goal of providing 75,000 new housing units by 2026, a year earlier after the Michigan State Housing Development Authority CEO Amy Hovey cut the ribbon for 16 new tiny homes yesterday. Whitmer, Hovey, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Briggs, and Mel Trotter Ministries CEO Chris Paluski planted flowers at a metaphorical ribbon cutting in front of one of the 530 square foot homes near South Division Avenue. Whitmer said, "I'm excited to return this project to celebrate this big win for Michigan, achieving our goal of 75,000 housing units. We set that goal and we thought it would take yet another year to get there, but we've already reached it. We are moving really fast," Whitmer said. The state still shows, however, a shortfall of 119,000 housing units. But that number was announced back in May. It wouldn't change until a new housing numbers report was released. In January, Mishta announced that it had hit the halfway point of the goal set by Whitmer back in 2024 to add 115 housing units by 2028. While the initial goal was then updated to 75,000 units by 2026. Mishta claims that they hit 63,000 units back in January. Well, the Michigan Municipal League announced last week that they would help roll out a housing program. But Hovey said the group did not work with Mishta on the development of that program. She said Mishta is always willing to partner up with anyone looking to incentivize building more housing. Also, she said that the Michigan Municipal League program was developed. She feels the money should still run through Mishta because they already have programs in place in order to implement the funding. We have the infrastructure, the partners, and already know the housing compliance rules and regulations. We really feel like all housing money at the state should run through the housing authority because that's why we were developed. And we have the capacity to ensure that state investments are done in the right way. So we'll wait and see where that goes. But basically, tiny housing. 530 square foot small homes. South Division Avenue in Lansing. Well, that might be good for a single person or maybe perhaps a couple, but you're definitely not going to raise a family in 530 square feet, that's for sure. So we'll see where this goes. Let's see. I got a breaking news alert. Don't know what this is yet, but Nestle subpoenaed to appear before the House Oversight Committee on September the 16th. Let's click on this and see if it opens. Okay, let's refresh this page. See what this is about. Just got the text message just now. No, it's not there, so let me refresh this and see where this happens. The pop-up. Okay, 13 minutes ago, here we go. The House Oversight Committee authorized Chairman Jay DeBoyer to subpoena Attorney General Dana Nestle to appear before the committee on September 16th to answer questions about her office's decision not to pursue a pair of cases where she may have had personal or political connections. Whoa. The committee last month asked for documents related to an alleged campaign finance violation by the funding mechanism of the Fair and Equal Michigan, an organization looking to place the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act expansion on the ballot. The group was funded by a 501c4 Bipartisan Solutions. Okay, we're going to continue this on the other side. It just broke. Just got the text alert on it. We're going to take a bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.